This is Wade Branski with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 37% of all prison inmates suffer some mental illness. Federal and state lawsuits have been filed against American Airlines, Kroger, Montage Hotels, and others over time-tracking tech devices that are stealing wages by rounding off for the employers and automatically deducting breaks and lunch breaks. According to polls in Ireland, at least 25% of respondents still believe they can catch AIDS by kissing or sitting on a toilet seat. Since 2014, the British government has been able to refuse applicants for investor visas if there are reasonable grounds to believe the investment money was obtained unlawfully or if there were concerns over the investor's character. After the change, the applications dropped by 84%. A formula that looks at ratios between profits per worker and compensation per worker of the largest employers in the USA finds that commercial bank and money management are by far the outfits with the widest margins. Telecommunications companies like Comcast and AT&T also have broad ratios. Companies in the service industry like McDonald's, Walmart, and Hilton Hotels have very small ratios. There are more than 200 applications and services that offer would-be stalkers a variety of capabilities via cell phone, from basic location tracking to harvesting text to secretly recording video, according to a new academic study. 10 of the 15 fastest-growing cities in the U.S. are in the South. Gaza has a 43% unemployment rate, which is exacerbating tensions between Palestinians and Israel. Student loan debt in the U.S. rose to $1.38 trillion at the end of 2017, up $68 billion from 2016, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Planned Parenthood serves 41% of women who receive federally subsidized family planning services. The Education Department's Office of Civil Rights is looking into whether or not women's only scholarships at Yale and similar programs discriminate against men. Men make up 42% of college students nationally and have been declining steadily since they became a minority in 1980. Justice Department information details that Purdue Pharma knew about significant abuse of OxyContin in the first years after the drug's introduction in 1996, despite their claims to the contrary. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.